Craddock & Co. Tales of a Victorian Detective by Chris Thompson. With Martin Jarvis as Charles Craddock and Emma Tate as Lucy Greenwood. Today's story, The Crompton Canvas.
I shan't ever forget me first sight of London. It were on a foggy October night in 1899. I'd come a long way from Calder Valley, and it's a good job I weren't expecting streets to be paved with gold. From what I could see, they were knee-deep in muck. Aye, and they reckon Rochdale on market days rough, but it went out like the ragbag of drunks, thugs and tow rags, splattered all over the pavement outside my uncle's bookshop in Wardour Street.
Come in! Come in!
What do you want?
You know her, Uncle Charles.
I beg your pardon?
Charles Craddock, my uncle. You know for him?
No, I'm not.
My man says he's a right handsome gent.
Mr. Charles, don't employ me for my looks.
I can see that. Where is he, Arrowed?
Out.
When will he be back?
That could be 5 minutes, or it could be 5 days.
He's expecting me.
Is he?
My man made all arrangements a week since. I'm Lucy Greenwood.
Good for you.
I come to work in shop.
First I've heard of it.
If it's all the same to you, I'll come inside and wait for him.
What are that? Oh, I never said you would come
Thank
in.
You. I'll just put me back down. What did you say your name was?
Mr. Grout. Mr. Grout.
That's what I answer to.
Oh, Mr. Grout. Message for Mr. Craddock. He says get yourself over to Regent's Park quick as you can. Says I'll show you where.
Funny time of night to be in the park.
Oh. He'll not be there taking a constitutional. A slip,
huh?
Go get us a cab, quick as you can.
Please, sir, Mr. Grout. Mr. Craddock says you'll give me sixpence for me travels.
Not if you waste any more time, I won't. Get a move on.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Grout.
Now, you best stay here, young lady.
Well, I heck is like. I've come 200 miles to see me uncle, and that's what I intend to do.
This ain't woman's business.
What is woman's business, Mr. Grout?
Oh, you know as well as I do. I'm cooking and sewing and the like.
Oi, cabby!
I'm used to get me hands dirty.
That's as may be. Has anybody ever pointed one of these at you? It could blow your head off.
In that case, Mr. Grout, I'd rather you pointed it somewhere else. Thank you.
Cab's here, Mr. Grout.
Right, you are, Slip.
We'd best be off then.
I've no time to argue, miss. Come if you must, but don't say I didn't warn you.
What's he up to then, my uncle? I didn't know book selling were a matter of life and death, Mr. Grout. Is he on the trail of a man-eating biography?
You'll not be joking for long.
Not wrong with a bit of fun.
If you must know, your uncle does a good deal more than sell books.
Like what?
Don't you ever stop asking questions.
I just want to know what my uncle's up to.
Put it this way, then. He's a man with a mission, you might say.
You mean like a vicar?
Well, now, he's on the same side, but he uses, different methods. He reckons as how all the bad things in the world, all that's evil, doesn't just put itself right.
So he does his bit to help?
Yes. Now, that's enough questions. Henry! Get a move on, can't you?
You're not from these parts, are you, miss?
No, from Lancashire.
Oh, where's that, then?
Up north.
In England?
Just about.
Oh. Only I went to school once.
Once?
Yes. It was a Monday, I think. Anyway, they told us about this place called the Frozen North. All ice and snow, polar bears and Eskimos. Is that Lancashire?
It feels like it sometimes.
This is the place, is it, Slip?
Yes, sir, Mr. Grout.
How do you get the pair of you? Wait under that tree while I pay the cabbie. And keep quiet.
Yes, sir, Mr. Grout. That posh round here, isn't it?
Oh, I say. Full of toxins, this place.
Puts me in mind of Southport.
Slip,
huh? You felt me half to death coming out of the bushes like that.
Forgive me, I did not mean to startle you. Whoever you are, But I must remain concealed, and so must you.
Lucy, a girl from the frozen north, Mr. Craddock, sir.
What? Oh, of course, Lucy.
Oh, good, Charles.
I'm sorry I was not at the shop to greet you. Still, no doubt, Grout took good care of you.
Oh, aye, he's a proper charmer, isn't he?
Well, now you're here, you must do as I say. Grout, did you bring the gun?
Yes, sir.
Good man. Don't be alarmed, my dear.
Why? What's going on?
An informant advised me to be here. I've been watching the Earl of Crompton's house for the past 2 hours. Do you see it, Grant? Those marble columns at the end of the drive of poplars.
Yes, sir.
It's been as quiet as this all evening. Almost too quiet.
Goodbye, Yak!
I spoke too soon.
I take it that's not rabbits getting shot, Uncle.
No, Lucy, I fear not.
What are you going to do?
We must go and take a look, but stay close to me. Once we break cover, we can make easy targets. We must proceed with the utmost caution.
Don't worry.
Come. We must find a way to get into the house without being seen. Ooh. Are you all right, Lucy?
Think so. Except I can't see my hand in front of my face.
A moment while I light the lamp. Coming from over there, the drawing room. The intruders may still be here. Shall we?
After you, Uncle.
All right.
Here, Uncle, in the corner.
Oh, my God. Lord Crompton.
Looks like he's in a bad way.
Shot, I fear.
We shall have to do something about the bleeding. Here, give us that bit of cloth around your neck, Uncle.
Not a bit of cloth? You mean my silk scarf?
Well, he is an aristocrat, isn't he?
Oh, very well. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, your lordship, this might hurt a bit.
Pure Indian silk, that, you know. And a present from Lady Olga Bulla.
Stops the bleeding, now, still.
Oh, doesn't all this blood worry you, Lucy?
It's no worse than killing a pig at Christmas. Begging your lordship's pardon. What?
Mr. Craddock, sir.
Ah, Grout.
I've had a good look around, sir. Whoever did this nasty business seems to have gone.
I thought as much. My lord. My lord. Who was it? Who was here tonight?
I look like a church candle, poor fellow.
Yes, dash it.
Best thing for him, a bit of sleep.
Hadn't we better get him to a doctor, sir?
Presently, he's looking to die, and there are questions that need answering.
Why, you won't get much out of him, sir.
That's not Grout, but are we not investigators? There will be signs and clues everywhere. We have only to find them.
Well, back in your apartment, Mr. Craddock, but all I can see is four walls and a grand piano.
And even the four walls have something to say to us.
What? What? What?
Here, for instance, this patch above the fireplace. You see, it's much lighter than the rest, then.
This has been a picture taken down.
Indeed, Lucy. The Crompton canvas. The portrait of the first Earl. In truth, not a very good one. Practically worthless. Oh, purely for sentimental value.
Well, why would anyone want to pinch it, then?
Exactly. This room is full of silverware, porcelain, priceless antiquities, untouched.
Well, the way I see it is they broke in, his lordship surprised them, and then they panicked, shot him, and made a run for it with a picture. They likely think it's worth a fortune.
Weren't very big, were it?
No, nothing else seems to be missing. Look carefully, Grout, and you might learn something.
If you say so, sir.
Aha. They left through this window, if I'm not mistaken.
How can you tell?
Oh, see, here. A candlestick on the floor. Used to wedge open the window, I'll warrant. And a boot print on the sill.
From someone else. It's a paper under the floor. Look.
What? Oh, my word. I hadn't spotted that.
Haven't it fell out of somebody's pocket? But it's only a scrap.
No matter. There's writing on it. 3, 2, pig, prop.
And a mark. Half a circle. You know, when you put a wet gloss down on a piece of paper.
Just so, just so. And the word 3 in capitals, like a title, a name. And pig is written like a signature.
Aye, so it is.
I'd lay any odds that tonight's intruders have been lying low at the Three Beggars.
Is that what the Three stands for?
Oh, I'm certain of it. The most notorious tavern in London.
Filthy old.
And this clearly is a bill.
So what does the two mean?
Two nights, two rooms.
Prop?
Proprietor.
So who's Peg?
Peggy McCavity.
And who's she?
No, he, my dear, he. Pegleg McCaverty, to give him his full name.
Scum, that's what he is, scum.
Lost his right leg after a run-in with a madman wielding a woodsman's axe.
Poor fellow.
Spare your sympathy, Lucy.
I've never met a man called Peggy before.
And I think you should avoid making his acquaintance. Three Beggars is a loathsome place.
Don't worry, Uncle. Mr. Grouse will look after me, won't you? We left the Earl at the doctor's and headed towards the river, West India Dock. It put me in mind of one of the Reverend Boswell's sermons, the one about hell. And if the devil were a drinker, I dare say the Three Beggars would be where you'd find him.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Charles Craddock himself. Always a pleasure to see you, sir.
I wish I could say the same, McCaverty.
Oh. I thought we were old friends. Still got your pet ape, I see.
Permission to thump him, sir.
Oh, so sensitive, Grout. So delicate.
Sir, just one on the nose.
Calm, Grout. Deep breaths.
Oh. And who's this pretty young thing? Romance in the air, is it?
Keep a civil tongue in your head. This is my niece.
Lucy Greenwood. Do you mind if I ask you something, Mr. McCaverty?
Anything you like, my beauty.
Do you have any bother getting about on that leg?
Oh, it's as good as either of yours.
Though I dare say it's not a shape, eh?
I told you to watch your tongue, McCaverty. Now, is there somewhere more private we can talk?
I'm afraid my oak panelled office is being refurbished.
I can hardly breathe for all this smoke.
No, me.
You can stop the deep breaths now, Grant.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Have you got a yard out the back?
Yes, but there's rats out there.
Then doubtless you'll feel at home.
Want me to help him along, sir?
Keep him off me, Mr. Craddock.
I'll look after you, Mr. Peggy.
Lead the way, McCaverty. Keep an eye on the door, Grout. Make sure no one follows us out.
Right you are, sir.
Now, McCaverty, what do you know about tonight's robbery?
Robbery?
At the Earl of Crompton's.
The Earl of Crompton's?
We have evidence linking this tavern to the Earl's house.
Evidence?
If you repeat Mr. Craddock's words once again,
repeat I'll... Mr. Craddock!
Easy, Grout.
I know, sir.
Deep breaths. McCaverty, you know as well as I do that some of the worst criminals in London come here.
Oh, I never knew that, sir.
Including whoever shot the Earl and stole a worthless painting.
Who would do a thing like that?
You tell me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a business to attend to.
Would you like me to squeeze his windpipe, Mr. Craddock?
Is that what you want, McCaverty?
It won't do you no good. I've told you. I don't know nothing.
Excuse me. What's under here, Mr. McCaverty?
The cellar, of course.
Good hiding place, the cellars.
It's where I keep my wines and spirits.
Would you like to open it, Mr. Grout?
I'd rather throttle him.
Now, do as she says, Grout.
You're wasting your time.
Right, let's take a look. You lead the way, McCaverty.
Me?
Certainly. You've got nothing to hide, have you?
No, it's not that. I can't. Hick me leg. Them steps is awful slippery.
I thought you said that wooden leg of yours was as good as either of mine.
Yes, it is. It's not that. But what's the point?
Not afraid of something, are you, Mr. Peggy?
Oh, go down there with him, Mr. Craddock. Hold his hand.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I'll go.
What?
It's dark. Doesn't bother me. We don't have street lamps round our way, you know.
Yeah, that's as may be, Lucy.
Besides, you two had best stand guard up here. Give me that lantern, Mr. Grout. Thank you.
Oh, I don't like this.
No more do I.
If I need your help, Uncle, I'll shout.
Very well, but be on your guard. And McCaverty, palm one hair on her head, and I shall personally see to it.
Don't worry, Uncle. Now, Mr. McCaverty, down those steps.
There's nothing down here, I swear it. We may as well go back.
We might as well have a proper look round. Then my uncle will be happy and we can leave you in peace.
Oh, just be quick about it, please. What was that?
Oh, just a mouse.
A mouse?
Or a rat?
Oh, get me out of here, for the love of God.
My, what a lot of bottles.
Yes, well, now you've seen them, we can go back, can't we? There's nothing else down here.
Who comes down here?
A cellarman, that's all. He's not been here for days.
Then whose are those footprints in the dust? They look quite new.
I don't know. What does it matter?
They lead over here.
Oh, come back with that light. Don't leave me in the dark.
Where's this door?
door go?
That? Oh, it's a passage down to the water's edge. No one ever uses it.
Well, someone has, Mr. Peggy. And they left something behind. There, on the floor next to you. Mm. A scroll. Pick it up, will you?
Here. Now, can we leave?
Well, I'll go to our house. Look at this, Mr. Peggy. Her old up painting. Let's have a look. An old fellow wearing a crimson robe. The first Earl of Crompton, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, how on earth did that get there?
Where's the frame?
Well, how should I know? Who cares?
And who stole the picture?
I don't know. I don't. That's the truth.
Whoever stole this painting and shot the Earl stayed here, in the inn, didn't they?
No, no, they didn't. I swear. I can't say any more. I just want to go back to my fireside.
I'll just tell you a story.
No.
Round our way, there was this lead miner. He got stuck underground, a mile down, black as sin. Took him 10 days to find him. And when they did, his face, or what was left of it, was a mask of terror. They reckon he spent his last days in mortal fear.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Mr. Grout?
Yes, miss?
Shut the trap door!
Here, what are you doing?
Thought you might like to know what it were like for that miner. In the pitch black. If I blow this lantern out...
No, no! Oh! Oh, where are you? I can't hear this! Oh, help! Oh, for pity's sake, I can't see you! I can't! Oh, please! Oh, please!
Tell me.
Two men. They wanted somewhere discreet, no questions asked. Near the river. There was talk of a ship, SS Ivanhoe. They wanted a secret way out.
Yonder door?
Yes. Please, that's all I know.
Names?
I don't know.
When they found that miner, his bones had been picked clean.
I can't tell you, I can't.
Rats were scampering through his eyes.
All right.
Who?
Kransky.
Kransky?
I've just signed my own death warrant.
Mr. Graham! Uncle! Open up!
My uncle and me left Peggy whimpering with Mr. Grout and set off for the SS Ivanhoe, along that passage, and a right filthy place it were.
Uncle?
Yes, Lucy, what is it?
This Kransky Peggy talked about, I get the feeling you know him.
Oh, yes. I know Leopold Kransky, probably the most brilliant and ruthless criminal in Europe. A man quite without pity. And yet, we were friends, Lucy. At school together. We were inseparable. I truly believed we would remain loyal to one another for the rest of our days. He saved me from drowning once, when we were 15.
So what happened to your friendship?
If only I knew. After school, we didn't see each other for 2 years. And then I started hearing his name in connection with all manner of crimes, robbery, kidnap, murder. Nothing was ever proved, but I knew it was him.
Something must have changed him.
Perhaps. I once thought I knew what made him good. If I could discover what made him evil. But enough of that. Ah, there's a breeze. We must almost be there.
At the dockside, we hid behind some packing cases and had a look at the SS Ivanhoe. A right mucky woebegone vessel it were and all. It were building up steam to set sail on the morning tide.
Do you reckon Kransky's on board?
He usually travels in greater luxury, but this is where our trail leads us.
Not very fair odds. Us two against the ship's company. They might be armed. Perhaps we should contact the police.
No. No. There are better solutions. Think.
Aye. As me Uncle Jed used to say, there's more than one way to pickle a beetroot.
A wise man, your Uncle Jed.
There's something. It might work.
Go on.
Uncle, have you ever played charades?
More than that, Lucy. As a matter of fact, I was something of an actor in my Cambridge days.
Oh, even better. I think I could talk my way into the captain's cabin. And here's what we could do.
Captain John Treville at your service, Miss... What did you say your name was?
Kransky. My name is Kransky. Helena Kransky.
Kransky?
My uncle Leopold told me you would help. You must hide me.
Oh, yes, of course, but I...
The police are already here.
What? But why should Mr. Kransky...
Please!
Oh, very well. Under the bunk.
Thank you.
Enter.
Captain Treville.
At your service.
Chief Inspector Craddock, Scotland Yard.
But the customs office has just disembarked.
I'm not interested in petty contraband. I'm on the trail of Leopold Kransky.
Oh, that's not a name I know, I'm afraid.
I have reason to believe his niece may be aboard this vessel. She may know his whereabouts.
I do not allow women on board my ship, Inspector.
Mm. She may have slipped aboard without your knowledge. I trust you have no objection to my searching?
No, no, none whatsoever. I have nothing to hide. You feel free to look whatever you wish.
Thank you, Captain. If I may start with the foredeck.
Yes, by all means.
Thank you.
He's gone, miss.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you. My Uncle Leopold will be most grateful.
Yeah, you must go to him as soon as that pompous policeman's left the ship. Mr. Kransky's in great danger.
But I cannot go to him. I do not know where he is.
But the inspector said...
My uncle told me to come here.
Huh. He's a clever man, your uncle. The Ivan was a decoy, you might say. Mr. Kransky laid a false trail. Using you, it would seem, as a lure.
So where is my uncle now, do you think?
Well, if I know your uncle, he'll be in his club.
Ah, yes. He's told me about it. What's it called?
Bootles.
Bootles?
Yeah, I dare say he'll be enjoying his breakfast there this very minute before he departs for France. I believe he intends to sail.
Well done, Lucy. Heard everything. Quite marvellous.
Inspector?
Thank you, Uncle.
Uncle?
Yes, well, I don't think there's much else he can tell us, do you?
I don't understand.
Come, sir, you are outwitted. By yet, I've not had so much fun since I won a piglet at Rochdale Way.
Splendid.
And you weren't bad yourself, Inspector Craddock.
Thank you.
I'm only a simple seafaring man.
Well, I'd better get off to this Bootles before Uncle Leopold heads for France.
You?
Well, you can't go. Kransky knows who you are. He'd spot you a mile off. Any road, somebody's got to keep an eye on Captain Treville here.
I'm due to sail in half an hour.
Lucy, I have been impressed by your courage and your resourcefulness, but there are some things you simply can't do. You won't be admitted to a gentleman's club. You're a girl.
Well, not necessarily.
You what?
I need Slip's address.
Slip? But...
Give me his address. Give me a couple of guineas and wait while the police get here.
I'm not terribly happy with this, my dear.
Don't be daft. I'll be right as ninepence. Soon as the coppers arrive, come and join us. I'll save you a sausage.
I got a cab and stopped off at Slip's. I got myself togged up in his Sunday best and sent him off to the police station to get help for Uncle Charles. By the time I got to Bootles, it were morning. There were a fella standing at the door.
Excuse me, Your Honour.
Yes?
Got a message, Your Worship, for one of them gents inside.
There's a tradesman's entrance for the likes of you.
Got no time for that. This is urgent.
Who is it for?
Can't tell you that. Not on the front porch. Haven't you heard of discretion?
Oh, you insolent pup.
No need to be rude. Just go in there and say I've got a message from the Captain John Treville. Match your life and death.
Hmm.
The gent will know right enough. And mind, be discreet.
Cheeky devil.
I had a good look round while I were waiting. This were another world. All silk hats, tail coats, white gloves. I'd begun to wonder how many Londons there were.
You there?
Yes, Your Worship?
Mr. Jackson will see you in the roof garden.
Mr. Jackson?
Up the stairs, right to the top.
You have a message for me, boy?
I don't know, Mr. Jackson.
What do you mean, you don't know?
Please, sir, my message was for Mr. Kransky, sir.
You can tell me.
Please, sir.
Tell me.
Yes, sir. Captain Treville sent me. I'm his cabin boy. Someone's after you, after Mr. Kransky, I mean.
Who?
A Mr. Haddock, I think.
Craddock?
Aye, that were him.
Damn him.
Captain was trying to hold him up, put him off scent, but says to tell Mr. Kransky to take care. This Craddock could be on his way here.
Better he was on his way to hell. Right, boy, go.
Please, sir.
What is it?
Captain Treville told me about Mr. Kransky.
Did he?
Said he was the most brilliant man in the world.
Shrewd man, your captain.
Please, sir, I want to be like Mr. Kransky when I grow up.
You?
I don't want to be a cabin boy all my life.
Get out.
Yes, sir.
No, no, wait. Do you know what it takes to be a Kransky?
Sir?
Do you have a family?
I've left my family far behind.
Good. Friends?
Not anymore.
Your very name must inspire fear in all who hear it. Come here, boy.
Sir?
Here. Now.
Yes, sir.
You say you want to be like Kransky. Look over the edge. Do you see how far it is to the pavement beneath?
Yes, sir.
If you made an enemy of Kransky, young as you are, he would throw you over there without so much as a second thought. Then he would spit on your broken body. Could you be so resolute? Cold and resolute as death itself.
Yes, sir. Please, sir.
No more questions. I must leave.
I was just wondering about that leather bag.
What's that?
It's a right commotion.
Craddock!
I shouldn't have kept you talking.
No, you young fool.
I'm your only chance.
What?
That bag. If you're caught with it, you go to prison, right?
Never, never.
Give it here.
What? How dare you? Give me that bag.
I can save you. And the picture frame in here.
How do you know that?
Never mind how I know. Let me prove myself to you, Mr. Kransky.
How?
By escaping.
But there's only one way up here.
Wrong. See that building over there?
What of it?
I'll jump across to it.
Impossible.
Imagine the look on Craddock's face when he finds you here alone.
I want that frame.
I know where to find you. I just need a bit of a run-up.
If you trick me...
Goodbye, Mr. Kransky! You should have seen his face. He didn't know what to make of me.
Yes, you deprived him of his triumph. But you have made yourself a dangerous enemy, Lucy.
Oh, he'll be long gone now, sir.
He'll be back when the dust has settled.
We'll milk that cow when we come to it.
One of Uncle Jed's sayings.
Aye, that's right. You know, I can't get over that picture frame. It were in four bits, and once I started scratching the gilt off...
Diamonds. The Crompton collection.
Must be worth a fortune.
Priceless, my dear girl.
Just place to keep them.
The old fellow must have thought they were safer round a painting of little value than in any vault or strong room.
I reckon he'll have changed his tune.
I think so. And now I dare say you're ready for a good long sleep.
What about the shop? Shouldn't it be open now?
Well, yes, but in view of all that's happened, I can hardly ask you to start work today.
You don't make brass in your sleep. No, I'm here to work in the shop, and that's what I intend to do, starting now.
But aren't you worn out?
You should see it round our way when lambing starts. Don't see a bed for days. So come on, Uncle Charles, let's sell some books.
Charles Craddock, Martin Jarvis. Lucy Greenwood, Emma Tate. Grout, Struan Roger. Kransky, Stephen Thorne. Slip, Lyndon Gregory. Peggy McLaverty, John Evetts. Captain Travail, Gareth Armstrong. Craddock & Co. was written by Chris Thompson and directed by John Taylor.